conversation and calling from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yes, good morning. I have property down at Pumpkin Center near Roosevelt Lake for the last 10 years. I've got cherry seedlings in Flagstaff that come up on their own. I think they're what they call pie cherries. I've transplanted them down to the Pumpkin Center property. They do great, believe it or not, down at that elevation for the first 3 or 4 years. They don't get a lot of height. In fact, they look more like bushes. But the bottom line, after 3 or 4 years, they just die.
Well, Larry,
and I have a feeling because of the salt content in the soil down there.
Well, Larry, the only way we're going to be able to help you is you have to let us know when the crappie start biting at Roosevelt.
Yeah, you said that a year ago when I called you on another issue.
We'll get John Jay's boat, and we'll come fishing, and we'll solve your cherry tree problem all on the same day.
I understand, but with a second home, it requires maintenance, and I hardly have time to fish.
Well, you got a couple things going on. Number one, you're taking a seedling of a variety, which we don't even know what that's going to come true as. Okay, you take a cherry tree, and it produces a seed that's been perhaps cross-pollinated, who knows, but that's not the way you get a true-to-variety cherry or peach or apricot or plum. So it is going to be some kind of cherry, whether it's fruitful or productive or not, is another issue, or the quality of the fruit. So that's one problem. Another problem is, you're trying to grow a tree that's acclimated or suited for 7,000 feet at, about 1,800 feet. 1,900 feet, maybe not even that. And so you've got heat issues, and you also have alkalinity or, soil texture, drainage, and salts. So a lot of strikes against trying to grow a cherry. If cherries did well in Pumpkin Center and in the Valley and Phoenix, you'd see lots of them because they're very desirable fruit, right? And the fact is there are a few varieties of cherries that people are starting to mess around with a little bit in the low desert. We'll see would be my comment on that. Let them mess around with them and figure out which ones may or may not do well here, and then we can get excited about trying to grow cherries here.
Question on on those varieties, how long does it take for cherries to start producing? Is that a...
Well, not very long. Most of the deciduous fruit trees have a very quick... they're very quick to produce. Consequently, they have very short lives compared to a citrus tree. So the productive life of a peach or a cherry or an apricot may only be 15 or 20 years. May not even be that.
Wow.
Now, there's always the old apple tree that's growing down off the young road.
No one ever
50 years
fertilized
old
or touched.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why it's growing there. I mean, it found the perfect spot to grow, and it survived. But in general, in production, those trees, they only takes a couple of years to start getting fruit, but they also don't live as long.
I'm testing the, quote, new grafted pistachio tree for like chill hours less than 500.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, it's at least 7 years before they...
Well, nuts is a whole different story. Most nut trees take a long time. Pecans and pistachios, seven years used to be the old kind of rule of thumb on pecans. So
I'm 3 years into it, so I'll have an update in four.
but nut trees aren't as fast growing. See, they're slower growing. It's just a whole different issue. Other than probably the one exception to that might be almonds, which are very closely related to peaches anyway. So anyway.
Who figured that out? Peach and almonds are closely related.
Well, you look at the leaves, you can't. If you had an almond tree and a peach tree sitting there, you couldn't hardly tell them apart.
We had a couple texts come in as it relates to roses, which we started off the hour with. Mike Mesa wants to know how often do roses need to be watered? And then Fred, with a 520 number, so we're at least Casa Grande or south, wants to know about transplanting them. He had planted them a few years ago, grew a lot bigger than he expected. Okay. They're starting to take over the side of his house. He wants to bring them away from the foundation, which is very smart, Fred. Get that moisture away from your foundation. Is it a good time to transplant them?
Yeah, now would be if you were going to, because it's time to prune and they're dormant and semi-dormant, and you know, that this is a great time also, we didn't mention that, to dig up a rose bush and move it if you are so inclined to do that. My question and concern, that's fine unless you've got a bunch of them and it's going to be overly expensive. You can buy a pretty nice rose bush for $25 or $30 and start over with a nice new plant in a nice new place as opposed to expending hours of time. You're going to have to prune it back. You're going to have to dig it up. You're going to have to take it to the new place, dig a hole, which you're going to have to do if you plant a new one or the old one. But I digress. It would be a good time to do that if you were going to do it, yes. As far as watering, established rose bushes right now with the rain and stuff we've had, they don't need any water at all. I would probably water rose bushes about twice a week in the hottest part of summer. And so a fourth that much this time of year. So every couple of weeks, a good drink without.
And all your rose questions can be answered today at Harper's Nursery,
at
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, yeah. You bet.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.